down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports Podcast with your host, Joe Kay, and of course, the president, owner, CEO, and overall lord of the TSL, Topper. And sitting over there in the co-host chair, we got the mouth that goes a mile a minute, Trish! And of course, we got a couple of guests that you can't wait to hear from in a minute, so let's get to the show.
It's crazy, though. Oh, goodness.
If Courtney needs to, she can sit on my lap.
I'm so glad I finally started recording.
About time.
I didn't think we were.
Oh, who knew? And with that, welcome to the week 2 episode of the TSL podcast. Coming to you from you recorded from Topper's Tavern and Natural Disaster Shelter. Because before we even get into it, I hate you. Topper, we discussed this. We're going to have a Sunday pool day podcast. We're going to rock out. 80 degree day, the nicest day in the world. And he canceled it Saturday.
I still had a pool day.
Yeah.
So yeah, now you invite. That's actually really rude.
You invite all of us over here during the storm of storms.
I look pretty good in a bikini. I'm offended.
Yeah, great work.
Yeah.
So does Topper.
I believe that.
I don't know if we're supposed to talk about it, but yeah, he's not that bad. Holy crap, there's a lot of people to introduce. Topper, you get to go first. Hi, Topper.
Hello.
What's going on in your world?
Oh. You know, another week. Sleepless week.
Why was it sleepless?
You know, stuff happens.
Seattle?
No.
Oh.
Hey.
No.
Ooh, I love it.
And then another voice that people are going to get used to hearing. Trisha, hello.
Oh, hello.
I know. Oh, ooh. God. That was the worst time for your voice to go away ever.
I know. That's,
well, you're not going to get used to that voice.
Puberty hit.
No.
She's finally, she's going to be 6'2 on Saturday.
Oh, boy. Does that bring up your height?
Finally.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Men need to be 7'4 now.
They just got to be.
It does.
Groomed.
I've got once at the
air. And I will say, Joe, hey, thank you for dubbing me the mouth that goes a mile a minute, because I think that it accurately portrays me. So
yeah, there's not a single person here who's going to listen to that and go, no, that doesn't sound like her. Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, you nailed the head on that one, so thank you. I appreciate
And a regular contributor / I mean, kind of a co-host, but sometimes his lifestyle.
I like regular contributor.
Like, I feel like that,
yeah.
Doesn't that just mean co-host?
Fresh with a new haircut.
Yeah, close enough. Close enough.
Like a tri-host? I don't know. We got a cool name for you.
Wow.
Either way, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
I haven't done one of these in, like, however long it's been since winter session. Fall session.
Yeah,
fall
I was going to say, we definitely do anything
months,
for winter, because we don't need to talk about that. People get mad at us about that.
Oh, it's true.
I don't know if you knew about that. For those who don't know, that sweet voice is Jeff Grohl. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, everyone.
Jeff's here. All right, and then in terms of guests, all right, we'll just do the retread first. This happy little guy plays quarterback in D2. He referees. He is something to look at. Hogan is here. Hi, Hogan.
Hi, guys.
What are you doing here?
Hanging out, drinking.
Because, like, we didn't invite you. You just showed up.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing.
That's not true. We invited him because we needed this.
I would have definitely just showed up randomly yesterday.
So thank you, Hogan, for being here.
Right.
We really appreciate that.
And then, as usual, we do our best to get a first-timer on the show when we can.
Hello.
If you guys don't know her, I don't fucking know how long you've been in this league then, but Talia's here, the APRAC.
Yo, I don't know if they could literally, when I talked about Courtney being on my lap.
Right?
But
I was going to say, literally Miss Steal Your Girl, the Apex Predator, Talia.
That is a phenomenal nickname for Talia.
God, I love the titles.
Oh, my God. So, Talia, this is usually where we just talk to you about, like, how you got in the league and stuff. How long have you even been in the league?
To be honest, I don't even know in quantity of years, but I actually came into the league because I met somebody on a basketball court at, like, LA Fitness, or maybe it was Crunch Fitness. I don't remember. But I was just playing at the gym, playing pickup, and there was a guy throwing around a football, and I was like, oh, I'd like to play catch. So I just started playing, and I'm like, you know, if you ever play anywhere, play pickup, let me know. He's like, actually, I play in a league. There are girls.
Oh.
Do you want to play? And I was like, absolutely yes.
There are girls.
Yeah. I was like, can I give you my phone number now?
And
so I ended up on Mark and Joe B's team.
God, that happens a lot.
It was the guy that I met at the gym wasn't either of them. He was just on their team. And he's a super nice guy, but he didn't even really show up to half of our games. He was a busy dude.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
And I was just, you know, It's like, oh, this is weird. I'm in a cult now.
So,
like, that's how that happens.
Another accurate portrayal
of the word
of
family.
Yeah, cult. We just talked about not incriminating ourselves. Yeah.
I'm kidding.
She's not kidding. She's being told to say that. All right, so you've jumped around on many, many teams. What teams are you on now?
So I'm on the Free Ballers. I've been with them for a while now. And I would like to make it clear, since we talked about this earlier, we are called the Free Ballers because we do not wear underwear. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we wear spandex.
There's our first dynamite drop
in
today.
So I just want to drop that news for everybody. Our name is not stupid. You just didn't know what it meant until now. And also, I'm now on Topper's team in D2, When Dove Cries. So shout out to my boy Tim.
But also, Tim Dove on When Dove Cries now. which was totally against the point of the team name, wasn't it?
No, might cry more often.
Right. Oh, that's pretty funny. Come on, Topper. So
we're crying at his timeout selections on Saturday.
Oh, God. Oh yeah, that was terrible.
You need to start playing because not playing football, Topper, is really bitter. You were bitter about everything.
You're bitter about every team
you're not playing for. You're bitter about everything. It's hilarious.
I was, yeah.
Maybe it's your negative energy that's hexing the field there, pal.
I don't know. I feel like the Buffalo Bills, the last 2 weeks, haven't gone great for either of my teams, and I feel like we should have won both games, and we just did not pull it out.
It's because I'm not
so
on the
like
anymore, just
saying.
Ooh, wow, speaking of bitter.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Why is Trisha's mic quiet? How is Trisha's mic quiet? I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
I can never not hear you, but it's just not as
earlobe
blowing.
I mean, my voice just naturally carries. That's how it is.
Being near you is like being in a gorge. I get it.
So. Echo.
Okay, so there's a whole bunch of fun football games that we played this week. Breakfast Club restarted, which is the best part, so we're going to get right into that. And Talia, you have the honors to read us the 9 o'clock Breakfast Club games.
So our 9 o'clock games, Steph Infection versus Genitalia. And also Dominatrix versus...
No, you gotta read the scores.
Wait, so I gotta read... Okay,
Trish, you were supposed to explain this!
I'm sorry!
It was a complicated task. Give her a break.
I can only get, like, two instructions at a time, alright? Okay, so,
that third
anyways,
one's real
we'll start over. Steph Infection versus Genitalia, and that was 22-33 in favor of Genitalia.
Keep going.
Okay. It gets better by, like, 2 o'clock, guys.
Alright. Dominatrix versus Trish's Tiny Disasters, 28-30. Trish's Tiny Disasters took that. Let's go! And another one was the Escorts versus the Little Deeks. Oh, that's cute. 14-29.
That is cute.
I know.
Peanut Butter Kelly time. You need to be retired.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but it did. Cute. So, Trisha, why don't you start with your game? It was 30-28, apparently the best game of Breakfast Club. Even though Topper thought his team was going to lose by 50, apparently that didn't happen. What happened?
Yeah, so we had to start off down a player because it was just myself for girls. And then the lovely Hogan, who played Lights Out, dislocated my finger. So, you know.
It was like the second play of the game?
Yeah, second, maybe third. And so playing with just one hand, and there was one catch at the end where it was really nice because no one covered me because they felt so bad. And we had a one-handed catch because they're just like, oh, she can't play anymore. Like, bless her heart. So, Hogan played great, and then Reyna came. Reyna had a phenomenal, and I will say this again, a phenomenal.
One more time.
Phenomenal! Everything is possible!
Game-winning
interception that fell into her hands. She looked around like, what happened? Where did
she was
from?
So happy that she caught this ball.
If it just fell into her hands.
She was deflected. She hasn't hit one.
Oh, really? That was the first one ever? Oh, cool.
So, I mean...
She didn't know. She's like, did I make a pick or an interception?
Like, you did both. Hold on. No, you have to choose. You have to choose.
What did you...
Choose what?
Did you... Oh, what a day. That's exciting. So then, Hoagie, you're the quarterback of Trish's team, then?
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Great.
We drafted very well.
Trish did draft a good team. She got Keon, who just cannot shake me for some reason. He's been trying to get rid of me for years. But...
Happy birthday, Keon.
Yeah,
happy birthday, buddy. But yeah, he just can't get rid of me. And
I can't blame him. Look at you.
But the other, what was the team name?
Trisha's Tiny Disasters.
Nah, the team we played.
Dominatrix.
That's your team, Tom, right? Yeah. Jeff May played. He played great.
Really good.
Yeah, he
played great.
No, actually, the guys played pretty good, too. They made a lot of defensive plays, I thought that.
Yeah.
I mean,
and your girls.
Who were the guys?
There was
your
a
team?
Girl touchdown right before halftime.
Becca.
That was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
So, Let's just.
It's good.
Call it. You did not believe in your team.
I did not. I
mean, they surprised the shit out of you.
They really did.
Understandably so. You have the top two draft picks got hurt, or they're you. So I mean, that doesn't help.
No. We were missing our best girl. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate.
And QB. I mean, there might be a controversy already.
Well, yeah, it's you're involved. There's definitely controversy.
There's always controversy.
I didn't get to see anything of the genitalia stuff infection game because I think we were all playing. I
actually saw most.
Oh,
of that
yeah, that's
game.
Right. You don't play in Breakfast Club. You
I
just
don't.
Stand there. And
I
watch
stand around and watch everybody else play.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic.
It was great.
Keep watching the games. None of us are in. Go.
Yeah, exactly. Happy to help. So, Andrew Cusack plays
this
for
the clown bet.
This was the clown bet game. Yes. So Andrew plays for genitalia, and I think he had picks on the first two drives of the game.
Oh damn!
So great start. For Andrew, not so much for Garrett.
I have to
root
for genitalia because my name is
of course
in
you
the
do.
Name.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
of course
like,
you
I have
do.
A
you
should have
played
you know,
in Breakfast
I have some
Club.
Love for
yeah.
that team.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
You're actually the mascot. It's really crazy.
I feel really good about it.
It's your face.
Didn't Not So Sticky try to also name their team after me, actually?
Yeah, but you were too
shut
sticky.
Down. It was a little too sticky.
Quite just too sticky.
Just sticky enough, you know?
Yeah,
just sticky
enough.
Jeff Curl, everybody. And then in our game, Little Deeks, we played the Escorts. We just beat the shit out of this team. I'm just joking around a little bit because they didn't have their quarterback. But we were up 29-0 at halftime, and I think we just kind of like started screwing around. They kind of made a little bit of a comeback in the second
Led
half.
Led by Dave Walter.
Yeah. Once they got rid of George being Best a bum, Dave Walter came in and started throwing darts, and they almost made a comeback, but they just ran out of
it's
time.
It's almost like watching Montana.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. What it felt like to me. You guys probably never saw him play.
I did, very vaguely.
Hogan knows what I'm talking about.
Wow, he's calling you old, man.
That's okay.
Okay.
I embrace it.
I had nothing.
Embrace age. But so that was super fun. Breakfast Club's back, which is, again, I say it every time. It's my favorite part of the league. It's just super fun to be a part of.
And then we had the clown bet, which was...
Then we had the clown bet. Like I said, the clown bet. So Steph's team, Steph lost, so she had to go immediately... get her face painted like a clown and wear the clown suit.
The outfit.
Yeah, she actually had to wear the clown makeup during our game, which was just like weird and creepy at the same time. I loved every second of it.
She didn't wear the whole like...
No, we told her she didn't have to. I was going to make her do it nice. In the girls' game, but it was fine. I don't want her to ruin... I think that's actually like...
Pulled clout for some reason. I was overridden on that.
Yeah, it is what it is. You make the bets. It's fine, it's fine. So anyway, we got into actual games and those started at 10 o'clock, so let's hear those scores.
Okay, so at 10 o'clock, we had the Dilfs versus Scared Hitless, and that was 20-31. Scared Hitless took that. When Dove Cries, go squad. And we played against Past Our Prime, and we lost, though, 25-32, so Past Our Prime took that one. Also, Cunning Stunts played Can't Touch This. Cunning Stunts took that 52-14. Wow. Two Tutties played Cobblestone. That game was 12-26 in favor of Cobblestone. And then also Travis Henry's Kids versus Blitzkrieg. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Close enough.
And it was 52-23 for that game. Travis Henry's Kids took that.
Okay, so Jeff, what game did you watch?
So I was kind of stretching and preparing for my big 11 o'clock game, so I wandered around and caught like a little of each
of
these here, yeah.
All right, fine. You can just add in as we go.
So there. I watched a little bit of the Travis Henry's Blitzkrieg game.
Okay, cool.
And it's funny, I was talking with John Langley, the quarterback for Travis Henry's, after the game, and I guess the Godfather had like said that Blitzkrieg was like a huge favorite in this game, so we wanted to make it super clear. He's like, tell whoever writes those articles on your website that we destroyed them and like they're always shitting on us and all that, so that was fun.
Are they always getting shit on?
I don't know. Everyone always feels like they're always getting shit on.
Everybody knows that he could email the Godfather directly.
Yes, yeah. It'd make a lot more sense than having to go through me through a podcast to get
there. Everybody loves a middleman, though.
Yeah. We make it very clear.
Yeah.
All of our communication.
That's what it's
built on. That's crazy. So, yeah, I mean, that was a big win for them, obviously. Blitzkrieg looks a little different, I think, because I saw, like, parts of that. I know they don't have that alley chick anymore who was super good when they first came onto the scene, but I know they still have and I didn't think I saw a light red hoodie guy either, which is a disappointment because he's like
yeah
the
I
only
just saw new
there.
Faces I really didn't recognize
Alex was throwing though. I don't think he threw last year, so he's back, so that was cool. He's been their quarterback for forever. So.
Yeah,
whatever. I mean, good for John. Like that team's I kind of think would win D6 no problem.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah, he was pretty fired up about it.
No, good. Anytime people get fired up, I mean, you can't really get complaining, right? Let's see. So Scared Hitless played the Dilfs in a pretty good D2 game, and Scared Hitless walked away with a 31-20 win. Did anybody catch any of that?
Very good.
Hogan
no,
and I did not.
No, I said Garrett, you know, getting my fingers.
Yeah, way to go, Hogan. Anyway.
Well, Hogan and I were playing.
Me and
well, Hogan
yeah,
was playing.
Me and
I was watching. Oh, Talia was playing. Talia was playing.
That's true.
I was busy yelling.
Oh, yeah. You know, You were just a nasty person. But I did the only thing I saw.
I didn't have a breakfast beer.
The only thing I saw about this game is that both teams were wearing black.
Oh, that game.
Everybody wore black, which is very dumb.
When did Scared Hitless change their color?
That's what happened last week. I told everybody in Bowl Club wear the blacks because, like, they always wear white, and they show up. Oh, everybody wanted New Jersey, so we got black, the color that everybody else fucking wears.
Right.
So naturally, now there's always going to be
three black teams in D2,
and
out of seven,
yours is purple, like dark purple. So I mean, that doesn't.
I'm not gonna lie, I carry every single color in my football bag.
I tell my team every week to bring black and white. It's really easy.
I could sub for any team in this league.
Typical.
I have green. That's by design, everybody. I have pink. I have orange.
To their defense, though, they did register with black.
Yeah. Oh, great. Good work, you.
You can just leave with topper sweater.
It might be me.
That's true. It does feel like it's mine, though.
No, he needs that to keep your scent.
It makes me feel very powerful.
Okay, so let's talk about it. When Dove Cries played Past Our Prime. Past Our Prime got a big victory. Who wants to start? Hogan, you start. You won.
All right.
Talk your shit, and then they'll retort.
Yeah. So this was the first time in three seasons here in the TSL that we've played with more than two girls.
Seriously?
Seriously.
I know you've always had issues.
I always had issues. First time ever played with more than two, and we had four.
Give them time. They'll get to know you.
that's what we're up, right? That's
it. And with guys, too, we had a full squad. We had seven guys there, so like that was huge for us.
That's deep.
Yeah. And I was missing Kyle because he caught COVID.
Is that why he's been gone?
Yeah. Well, he had a family issue the week before.
I guess it would be better than it being an STD. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
The way you said it, it depends on
your analysis is dynamite.
You know, it depends on what STD. Some are treatable, but.
The cream or the clear.
It was a really fun game, and I'll save this for Jeff for the 11 o'clock game, but Mike Thomas was just phenomenal. Subbing for Tom.
We'll touch on that again. Don't worry.
I know you're going to boost them up enough.
Part of the problem was that my team's not used to the ball falling into their hands. They've got to stretch out more. They've got they don't know what to do. It's very confusing for them. So
these accurate passes. I actually got yelled at Aaron once when he dropped the ball, and I was like, they're not used to the ball being to you.
Yeah. Like they were being led.
They're getting ready to like jump 10 feet in the air.
He did overthrow Aaron. He did it. I'm like, I could have done that.
Topper definitely reloaded on the girls on that team, having Talia and Cheryl,
which is right.
They had big shoes to fill, too.
Well, halfway through the game, we had to switch up our coverage because Talia was killing us.
Talia's is true.
You know,
flex on him.
You know, it's pretty true.
So we did have to switch up our coverage just to take care of that.
I saw one guy cry on the sideline. You know,
first time you've done that.
I won't give him up. Made a few men cry.
But it came down right to the end.
It's usually because you're not interested in them.
They had the ball six down from the 2 yard line and. Went for the girl touchdown to take the lead, right? I mean, what was the final?
We lost by 7.
32-27.
Yeah.
It was not necessary.
No. They could.
Is that why you're mad?
Well, there was a lot of...
There's a lot going on.
Oh, he's so unhappy.
I still don't understand.
He's a better elf. You're right.
So, I got salty, and we can talk about this now.
Go.
I tagged you on one of.
Oh yeah, you 100% did. Yeah,
scored a touchdown.
Yeah,
Garbage.
To be fair, it was fifth. It was fifth down though.
I agree. So, but that's a game changer.
No.
I don't know. I think that hypes up my defense. I really do.
As a ref, it's when,
but yeah, you can't get every call right. Our refs are good. They are good.
Your body's in between your hands. It's hard for him to read that tag.
I don't know. They can't get it right. Yeah, 100%
but no,
of the time.
I think.
But I like to bust your balls. But yeah, I like to bust your balls. That's all.
She wanted you to know that she got.
I just wanted you to know. Yeah. I didn't need anybody else to. I'm like, I got that sack.
That's fantastic. Uh-oh. No, we're doing good. We're doing good. Nothing got deleted, I swear. So Two Tutties took on Cobblestone, and I only know that because the quarterback for Two Tutties, I come to find out, is my friend Corey. Corey's a really cool guy. He's super excited about the league. He wants to come on the podcast. He actually texted me today and said, because he kind of like takes like professional photos and stuff, he wants to take like some action shots.
That'd
and he wanted
cool.
to see if we could put more of them on Facebook and Instagram and all that jazz.
Oh,
so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, Valerie does a kick-ass job with that, but I think we're just at a point where if anybody wants to contribute, who am I to tell them no? So
exactly.
We'll just rock with that.
And they scored two tutties again. That's two weeks in a row, right?
They keep doing what they're doing. I asked him how it went. He goes, well, this time it wasn't because of me, so we're getting better. So as long as he's getting better at quarterback, that's all that really matters. And then I think we touched every game here. No, the Stunts beat the crap out of Can't Touch This. That's just what they do. They might even be too good for D4 at this point because they were kind of too good for it last year, and it didn't get any better. It got, you know, lower teams moving up and stuff. And then brand new teams all over the place, so they might end up just slaughtering the rest
of them. Well, it's going to come. I mean...
Yeah.
But you know what? Give them.
So who do you think you're going to see against
them?
Don't
move them up until they win it.
Who do you think?
No, Spinellis, but you also got Zach Attack and practice.
I would move people up because
it's going to be good. It's going to come down
to the division, and it's just not fun for the other people. Probably.
Before we
move on. You know what?
Like that Mountain Doomy season where they ruined D5?
Yeah. And then should have lost in the overtime of the championship game. Yeah. B completely missed the wide open Renee. I don't know if B listens to this, but I'll find out if he does now.
So before we move on from these 10 o'clock games, I do want to say the best thing was that I did beat Topper 2 games in a row to start off the morning.
Oh, wow.
He did it.
That's a day.
Wow.
You can't call him out like that when you didn't play against him, right?
Oh, my God. Don't hurt my captain.
He was
Owen's fault that Topper didn't play.
He was heavily invested in those games, though.
Well, it's because he was just mad at his teams.
Well,
he hates that I keep saying it.
Tim did make 2 terrible timeout calls.
Just adding fuel to the fire.
He doesn't need to be riled anymore.
Poor desperation Dove.
He should let Topper handle those timeouts.
I'm over that.
I love it.
It took him like 5 days to forget about it. Actually, it's only been 2 days. Holy shit. Wow. It feels like that was a week ago.
It does.
But yeah, no. It took him until today to forget about that, and then you brought it up. So, good job. I hope you're happy with yourself.
All right, let's move on to the 11 o'clock games then. Let's get this moving. Oh, she's drinking. My bad.
Okay, 11 o'clock games. So, Eyes Downtown versus Sticky Bandits, and that was 46-54. Sticky Bandits took that. Bullet Club versus Past Our Prime, who I didn't realize had a doubleheader. And then they took that game as well, 36-49.
All right. Oh, it's a fire at this point.
Yeah, oh my God, you had yourself a day.
Yeah, arm was feeling good.
His ego barely fits in this place right now.
So he had to crack over the garage.
There's a lot of big egos. Yeah, that's why we needed the air. We needed a vent.
So we needed a
vent. Okay, we also had TMA versus Tater Tots. That was 28-8 in favor of TMA. And then Let Us Win versus Southside, which was 20-21. Southside took that.
Okay, since I think most of us were playing in a game at this point or somewhere near it, I'm just going to touch on the other two games before we start talking into the ones that we played in. Real quick, Southside versus Let Us Win. That's actually, I think that game was 2 teams that won last week, so it was kind of like for first in the division already. And Let Us Win played really well against the girls last week when we played them. That was the blue team. And then I guess Southside had a blast a week ago, and they took this one too. So I think D6 is going to be, maybe it will be a little bit closer than we think.
Is Southside Titsburg Feelers? Like, is it a lot of those people, or is it just the captain from that team?
I don't know if it's all of them. It's definitely not the whole team since they're showing up. So,
yes,
I mean, like,
that's true, yeah.
But I don't know, they seem committed, and obviously, like, they wouldn't have re-signed up, right? Like, you know, you don't do that twice, so.
Right.
I don't know, good for them. It's always cool when, you know, new teams are doing well right away. And then TMA played Tater Tots in what is sort of a rivalry.
Yeah, this was like the big grudge match game, right?
But the problem was, I was out with a dislocated finger.
Sure.
And then Drunk Meg and Dave were not there. They were at a wedding.
Okay.
So we didn't have any, I think we only had 2 girls when we should have had 3-4. And then I think we had just enough guys. So they even said they were like, we lost because we really just didn't have the people.
Sure.
Yeah, and TMA like brought the house because I had seen, because they added some people from Graves Brothers. So they have Steve Miller, and then they have, what's her name? Cassiani?
Yeah.
So they had her playing there too, which just adds like another fast as hell girl for that team. So I don't know, TMA is playing good. I mean, we'll talk about them more because I think they won again. Yeah, so whatever. Like I said, this big rivalry game that didn't work out because everybody got hurt and couldn't be there, which is whatever. But hey, shout out to TMA for winning that one. So anyway, Sticky Bandits 54, Eyes Downtown 46 on the 10th anniversary of Sticky Bandits.
10th anniversary, very exciting.
Yep.
Thanks to Amy Taylor, by the way, for bringing those cookie cakes. That was fantastic.
I remember being hammered and just eating cookie cake, and I didn't know how I got it.
That's how you got it, Amy Taylor celebrating with us.
You brought it to me, and then came over and ate some more.
I was a little toasty. Who's not going to celebrate on their 10-year anniversary?
And somebody being like, it's their 10-year.
So I can't believe it's been 10 years either. Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, it's funny. Before the game, I talked to Bobby from Eyes Downtown, and I said, look, you know, I don't want to seem like an asshole. We brought champagne for our 10-year anniversary. win or lose, like, we're cracking this open at the end. So please don't think we're, like, if we win, that we're celebrating, like, some, like, regular season win over you guys with champagne. Like, we're not total assholes. So,
well, most of you.
Well, most of you. We are total assholes, yeah, but we're respectful.
Just bust out some champagne.
We love this bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Should have just done it every touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah. We really should have. I don't think we would have scored as many, but yeah. So, yeah, when we scored 54 points, Mike Thomas has scored. Hogan touched on this earlier. Mike has been killing it lately. He scored every possession this year for Sticky. Yeah. So I think that's like 11 touchdowns and 11 drives.
Because you lost last week, but you scored.
We lost last week scoring on every possession.
That's
wild. And then this week we scored on every possession.
I know those feelings.
And won. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Hogan, that's been like your entire career, right?
Yeah. Hey, that's the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But, I mean, Bobby was killing it too for Eyes Downtown.
What do you do?
Like, Andrew had one. Points, yeah.
Sure, Andrew had a pick for us, and that was the only stop of the game.
Oh no shit! Oh,
wow. Yeah, other than that, they were moving the ball really well, and it was just a really good game. Just a lot of back and forth the whole time, as you'd expect.
Yeah, it was pretty good. So, Pastor Prime played Bullet Club. We had our little fun game together. This game, we didn't have our quarterback. Dylan was out of town, so Tommy Hughes stepped in. He played actually pretty well.
Yeah, he was fine.
He was great. We touched on this in before. Well, not during the show, but. Just came down to the fact, did you guys score on every possession? Did we stop you at all?
No, yeah, I threw a terrible interception.
That's right. That was the only stop we had. And then we had three drives that balls were in hands in the end zone and should have been maybe caught, but they weren't. And that's basically just how you lose football games, you know? So took maybe 20 points off the board, which would have made it a little bit closer. But
so
what are you going to do?
It was definitely a fun game. And I had one memory of it that I told my girlfriend at home. We ran a play on the goal line, didn't work. We came out with the same exact look, faked like we were running it, and Joe K, this is my best memory of the day, he starts screaming, same play, same play. Then all of a sudden our girl cuts it out on you, and you're like, oh, fuck.
I don't think I played in that game, so it would have been me, but it sounds like any of us, to be fair.
No, it was 100% you.
When the fuck did I play?
It was 100%.
Yeah, you had a catch in it.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot I had 100% target completion rate.
Yeah. Yeah, you played a couple drives on defense.
Yeah, stats, baby.
That was my best moment in the game. It was definitely just a fun game. I was like, no problems in it.
It's fine. It wasn't 100%. It's fine.
So, yeah, that pretty much wraps up 11. Let's go to the noon games.
Okay, noon. We had Notorious B&B versus Gray Hair Don't Care, and the Notorious B&B took that 38-31. Spinelli's Plumbing versus XMD 52-36. Spinelli's took that. Practice Squad versus Interdimensional Lightning Falcons. That was 32-29 in favor of Practice Squad. And then Come From Behind versus TMA, which was 30-37. And
okay.
TMA took it.
So we'll jump right back in, like, because we were talking about TMA a second ago. They beat Tater Tots. They beat somebody else who I think was in D6 last year, too. I don't know who they beat last week. I can't remember. But Come From Behind, who obviously. Come From Behind made it to the championship game against you guys in D5 last year?
No, they actually... So the championship game should have been Come From Behind Spinelli's last year.
Right.
Not So Sticky ruined it by beating Come From Behind the early rounds.
Didn't you guys
play
some
really
amazing
good
game or something? Like, wasn't it a great game?
Yes. I mean, last year, our playoff game against Come From Behind was incredible. Those guys, 99 times out of 100, they would have beaten us, and we just
like
played the one where we beat them.
Game. I completely
it felt like a championship
to
us.
Yeah.
So, we celebrate with champagne after regular season wins, so what do I know?
Okay.
So they played basically their first real D5 team, I guess is the best way to put it. Come From Behind's been there for forever, and they were here. They took the win, which, I mean, shows they definitely belong there and maybe should have been there. I don't know.
No, I'm looking at Ford's face. It's making me giggle.
I caught a little bit of that game, actually. And they looked good. I mean, I can't remember really a ton of specific plays, but I remember that it was a really fun game to watch because I was actually watching Practice Squad and the Interdimensional Lightning Falcons, and they were on the field right next to them. So I kept sort of turning back and forth, and they looked good. I mean, they were killing it.
There you go.
But both teams were. They just, you know, came out with the better offense.
Okay, I'm pretty sure we're going to have words about Practice Squad, Interdimensional Lightning Falcons in a minute. Do you know anything about your boys on B&B then? How that came
I know
out?
A little. I mean, we were, of course, drinking a ton of champagne at that point,
naturally,
so I didn't
yes.
see a lot. I saw one play of the game where...
I watched a little bit, too.
Wait, you were back?
Yeah, no, because I'm a psychopath. And
You came back.
She came right back.
Urgent care, got my finger just put back into place, and then came back to the field because you yelled at me, and you're like,
hey,
oh! I thought and you wanted to be part of this podcast. Pull your weight. So I came back. You guilted me after injured. I came back to the field so I could watch games so I could have something intelligent to contribute.
I don't know what
thanks for pulling your
to
weight,
me,
Trish.
To me between 10 and 11, apparently, but I forgot Hogan's story. I forgot that to you.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it sounds like me, yeah. So I really can't complain.
I will say that Dave, during Gray Hair Don't Care, they did a lot of ones where they would pitch it back. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know who they pitched it back to, but it was the same guy, and he would then throw. And Jackie and Amber both had really, really good like touchdowns and really good catches. Honestly, I think the girls like dominated that game for them.
Nice.
The only play that I really remember from the sidelines was watching Alex and Garrett connect on one of the, it was like the most beautiful pass you've ever seen. Just one of these like perfect extension, like back corner of the end zone. Perfect pass. Yeah, slow motion, perfect pass, perfect catch. Garrett and Alex looked incredible.
That's fantastic. Okay, so that brings us to, well, actually, Spinelli's Plumbing played. They just put up 50 points again. They do that pretty regularly at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Probably could have moved them up another division,
yeah,
but here we are.
We didn't know.
No,
I get it.
But, I mean, XMD, the former DMX, is back, and
yep,
they put up a bunch of points again. Obviously, they're just trying to refigure out defense, which after you don't play
yeah
for a few seasons.
Even when they were DMX, their defense was never very good. I feel like it was their offense.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we lost to them a bunch, too, back
right
in the day. Like, their offense was always incredible, and their defense was always strangely beatable for a team with such great athletes.
Yeah.
Kind of like Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
He knows.
It's exactly where my what
shots
was
fired
going
shots
when you
fired
were talking about that.
All right, practice squad 32, interdimensional Lightning Falcons 29. You watched it.
So
tell me what you watched.
I watched a decent amount, but I only got there for, I think, the second half of the game, so I missed the first half. But it was a battle, for sure. There was probably a few tough ref calls, but they were lucky enough to have really good refs for that game. And honestly, I mean,
where'd they come from?
Right?
Look. Oh, this is live.
But no, it was a really fun game to watch. I know that there was an injury on the Interdimensional Lightning Falcons because it was my friend Christina, and it sounds like she sort of got lambasted pretty much early on and played through with a concussion because they were Iron Man for their ladies. So
oh,
shout
geez
out to her for playing through some pain.
That's
impressive.
Concussion. That's a smart
yeah
one. I had heard from Andrew.
I don't know if it's advisable, but.
I heard from Andrew that Carl Smith had a big day. Caught a couple touchdowns, couple extra points. I heard that he was great. And then when I mentioned
so
that
well
to Courtney, she was like, Carl played like trash. Why are we talking about Carl?
That
those are her exact words.
Oh,
so.
Whoa. I can't believe she said that shit about
I don't
Carl,
know
by the way.
That was really disrespectful. And if Carl, if you're listening, I apologize on behalf
so
of Courtney.
We it had nothing to do with it.
I also want to point out that Christina didn't make anybody aware of her concussion until after the game when she saw me on the sideline off the field. So nobody knew that she was playing like that. To be clear, that was
nobody
her own cognizant
single
decision.
Single
but,
bit of
you know. It
yeah
is what
just
it
a little
is
wobbly.
But yeah, no, and they had some great athletes and some great plays.
That's fantastic. So is that the only prepared statement you had to read? Like,
yeah, things? I think that's about it. Yep.
All right, I just want to make sure. So let's move on to 1 o'clock. She's not ready.
Two. She wasn't right ready.
Okay, okay.
Trish is just wolfing down olives now.
I'm just
the,
eating like
the
a
the gummies.
I forgot I had a job. Yeah, exactly.
All right, I forgot I had a job.
We are at 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay, so Legends versus Tight Ends in Motion, 31-20. Legends won that. Season versus
yes
Frodo Swaggins, 43-44. Wow, Frodo took that. Close game. Today's Feast versus Varsity yeah Has-Beens, 25-31. Come From Behind against Red Zone Mafia, 40-30.
Okay, did anybody watch any of this?
Was at the bar the entire time.
I
yeah can contribute nothing
I mean,
to this.
I'm pretty sure I was lost.
Anybody?
All right, so Legends took on tight ends, and they won 31-20. Real quick, do you think anybody's beating the Legends?
It's not that it's impossible to beat the Legends, but what makes them unique in D1 right now is you've got four teams that play really good offense and one team that plays really good defense. And Legends has both sides of the ball. Yeah, apparently.
Do we
like nobody else can play defense right now except for Legends. So.
I'm the stat guy here.
Oh, I'm sorry,
oh,
yeah. Topper.
Oh, Topper.
Do you want
to
do you want
to
weigh in?
Something to say?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a contribution?
Please. Other than being negative.
Do we know if Seth was there for tight ends?
Seth was there for tight ends.
Okay.
This is his first game.
So Jeff's correct.
God bless you, Tom.
Wow.
This is why you make the big bucks.
I love to see it.
This is why you make the big bucks.
I hate you. I get yelled at because you didn't get to give all your topper stats.
Yep.
And you've got nothing for me. This is trash.
Angry Patrick might be my favorite.
Yeah,
he might be my favorite.
Cool. I just call him Irish Patrick. No, I kid. Sorry. All right, so Frodo took on Sleazen Season. Sleazen Season used to be...
They were Last Dance, right?
Yeah, they were Last Dance. So yeah. At least I think that's most of them, right? Because... I think most
yeah,
of
there's.
Are.
I mean, it's Newman. I think Rachel's on that team.
Yeah.
A bunch of those people. I think. Yeah.
We've read the rosters. We almost know this. Right. But Frodo takes a 1-point win in a game that could. I mean, you could argue that those two could be two of the better teams in D3. That could be a championship preview, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any team in D3 that really stands out to me.
D3
is like,
really tight
just going
right
to annihilate everybody. I think
yeah.
it's just all solid
it's a really
good teams.
How many teams
division.
Are in that division?
Oh, eight.
Is that an eight? That's an
I
eight.
Think it's
okay.
an
eight.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that one's
so,
eight.
Hey, Patrick,
so all be
you got
the
stats on that? How many
yeah,
teams are in that division?
Which division are we talking about? Three.
Three.
And you're not even.
Eight. Topper stats.
Oh man, confirmed again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Brought to you by.
Quick counting.
Topper, who sticks out to you in D3?
In D3. Oh. Oh, let's see.
Really he's like, I don't know
guard.
Any of these teams.
He's running emails.
Numbers
right
are
now.
Hard.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I haven't really seen Inches and O's play. I don't even know who's quarterbacking for him this season.
Inches and O's,
Steve
Moser.
Steve
Moser.
Knows
yeah,
who it
still
is.
Steve
he's being a dick.
Oh.
He's being facetious.
Yeah.
Well, with Topper, it's fair to question it because he doesn't know who
do
half the people in this
like,
league are.
Do you guys have any audio cricket things that you can play for like the podcast?
We're trying to juggle.
The Breakfast Club Deke made this tremendous catch, and I just remember yelling at him, how does Topper not know you for a decade?
He figured out Deke eventually.
I have the answer to that on purpose.
By choice. So I don't know what's going on with Buffalo Vice. Has anyone seen them play?
No, but
they're not even scoring points.
Well, how about we talk about them during the 2:00 game?
Okay.
Oh,
when we
right.
talk, we've talked about
that. Is that fair, Topper?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, she asked me about D3.
Well,
that's fine. That's fine.
So to touch on the other 1:00 game, so we talk about everybody. Varsity Hasbren took on Today's Feast. Today's Feast got kind of beat up last season, so this is their second season, I believe.
Yep.
And Varsity yep. Hasbren is the new team, right? Like, they have no relation to the Varsity Villains, correct?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So cause some people say Varsity, and then it, like, triggers old ears. Like, what? Who? But so new team comes in, they get their first victory against Today's Feast, who looks to be a little bit more improved than they were last year, which is all you can really hope for, right?
Yeah.
Be better than you were the year before.
So that's Maddie Norton's team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Varsity Hasbens, right?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, and she played really well for Cobblestone.
Is that Maddie from Breast Front?
Yeah, I guess so. It probably has to be.
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah, yep. If it's Maddie and we're talking about her on the podcast.
And yeah, she dominated
for
Cobblestone for
that's my
breast
friend.
Yes. She's very
typical.
Girl is
very, very good.
Amazing. She's
yeah, she's pretty
quite
yeah, she played on Travis's team in the indoor league, right? She played really well for them.
Yeah, she might be on his D1 roster, too. I don't know.
I'm
she probably
she
is.
Be,
yeah, she's
right?
a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah. So that's really neat. And then I think that's it, right? Did I miss a game? No, come from behind. They played their second game. They played Red Zone Mafia.
Great jerseys.
Yeah, right? They do,
they
have
do a phenomenal jerseys. Thank you.
He always makes those sweet jerseys. I think I talked about this literally last week, but I don't care. His jerseys
are always
those
the Bill Zuba jerseys?
See, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my
for all
God.
Your jersey needs, contact.
He said they were only like $15 each, too.
Is
yeah.
that real?
Yeah.
Get out of
yeah.
here.
Mm-hmm. I think he,
I thought
like,
you were just like shamelessly plugging for which
no,
I guess you kind
no,
of are.
No, but I think they made them, though. Like,
well,
I think they didn't buy them
those.
Like that. He made them. So it only
yeah.
cost him $15
yeah, yeah.
to make it. Yeah.
That's so cool.
So how amazing.
How does one make one of those?
I do not know. I can't
I feel like more people
you.
Are going to find out.
I'm
if
not
you,
that
if
artistic.
You want some business.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go to 2:00.
All right, 2:00. So 4th-and-something versus Buffalo Vice, 37-34.
Okay.
Zach Attack versus Tox, 32-8. Not So Sticky versus Passing While Intoxicated, 24-25. Itches, oh wait, no, that's 3:00. We will stop.
Yes, we have random amounts of games each hour now. It's spectacular. Jeff, you definitely played for Not So Sticky. So
definitely.
Tell me how it went.
Definitely.
Were you playing Passing While Intoxicated?
Do you remember?
Well, incredibly intoxicated. So our entire team, obviously, we've been celebrating all day, so most of us were
they
pretty
were
sauced.
Out.
Yeah, we were not in great shape. One thing that, you know, I'll give a little Not So Sticky trade secret away here for people in our division to listen to. We always call some stupid, ill-advised trick play to start every game,
mm-hmm.
which is like multiple laterals
even in
then D1? Like some deep ball. Not So Sticky.
Oh,
sorry, not the Sticky
you said
Bandits.
Sticky in general. I thought maybe it was just like a funny thing. I was like, I don't think
Sticky
I remember those.
Sticky plays smart. Not So Sticky goes in a different direction. So we threw a pick on the first
like
play
that.
Of the game, and it was a disastrous drunk first half.
Yeah.
But then we did our huggy bombs at halftime.
So you sobered
absolutely.
Up.
Sobered up. We iced Ricky, so he had to do an extra drink.
Oh.
And then we went out there and actually closed the gap in the second half. We got a couple stops. We were down by 9 on the last drive. Needed a girl touchdown. Got it. On the last play, Rachel Wright threw a touchdown to somebody on our team. And then we went for two, because of course you go for two. And we failed on that. So we lost by a point. But it turned out to be a great drunken game.
Fun game.
Gotta go for the win.
Yeah.
Always.
And it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Go
ahead. You got to.
I actually didn't know people from passing while intoxicated. And unfortunately, I still don't know their names.
Colorado,
but they have, like,
Mike.
So Colorado Mike, is he... Well,
it's Colorado Mike. That's
they all wear like jersey numbers, and I know like 23, 25, 9. These were the guys I was talking to. I unfortunately, I'm just terrible with names when I'm blackout drunk.
Who knew?
But who knew?
Passing while intoxicated.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but those guys were all super nice to play against. They were just like a really, really fun team. So we were having a great time with them throughout the whole thing. So great guys.
Fantastic. Zach Attack took on Tox and 132-8. Yeah, I don't know. Is Tox up a division too high?
Yeah, probably. So what Tox did was they lost a bunch of games last season. Was it all of them?
Maybe.
Did they win a game last year?
Tox? I think they got one.
Last season, no. Did they win?
Is Dylan throwing for them?
No, sir.
Okay. I don't know. So Tox did not have a lot of success last year, and they made some changes this session. Brought in a new quarterback, Adrian Cannon, who plays on Sticky also. But he's quarterbacking for the first time.
Well, here's the problem. He's not that good.
He's way better.
He's playing.
Receiver.
I mean, look. Yeah, but hold on a second. I mean, look. Obviously, put it this way. He's obviously a phenomenal receiver. He's not allowed to play defense for their team. But again, like, how good is anybody?
They're
like, you know, second game quarterback.
That's my point. Though.
Why would they also move up
a
division?
New quarterback who's never played before and
for a D4
any games
team, that's tough.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look. You would think that they would start a division
well,
lower with a new quarterback.
Well, because they also wanted Harlan. They wanted.
They had
them
already. It's not like they were.
I know, but
it's not like they're new people. That's just their team. Like. They didn't get
sometimes we have to justify this
they
to other people.
Arguably,
other teams
they
in the league.
Got worse.
This is the
sure,
reasoning.
True.
Well, I don't mean that to be rude.
No,
I mean,
no.
It's because
no,
that's
yep.
true.
Yeah, but I mean, look, having played football with Adrian a bunch of times, he's a really, really smart guy. So he's a guy that's going to make adjustments. He's going to see what's not working. He will get better at all this stuff.
Actually, I watched some of that game.
Oh, thanks for dropping it in.
I did. Now it's coming back to me.
It's all coming back to me now.
Were there moments of gold and flashes of light?
There were probably flashes.
Wow.
Not watching him play. But anyways. Sorry, Adrian. No, you know, I'm watching him. He needs to do one or two more reads on each play. Because he's throwing to, like,
just
he's
setting up a first read.
He's looking at the first or second read, and someone's wide open on the right side, or someone's wide open on the left side. And he's the plays must be working, but he's just not making that extra read.
Sure. And again, in your second game, you're probably not catching a lot of that stuff.
Right. So
I caught it.
And you don't trust
him.
Aren't you on the sidelines right now doing nothing?
Yeah, he's just
and the first time that you're playing quarterback, I mean, you're not trusting your route runners as much. He's looking right at the people he wants to throw to. The defenders see that. The defenders in our league are good.
Not everyone gives you one, like, no looks.
Yeah. It's hard. So once he gets a rhythm.
D6 to D1, there's talent everywhere.
Yeah. And if you get a rhythm, you got it.
All right. So then fourth and something, they went to 2-0, I believe. They took on Buffalo Vice.
Yeah.
37-34 is a hell of a game. I'm not entirely sure Vice had Caitlin playing for them, which is obviously a big loss because she didn't play an hour later for the girls either, because I'm pretty sure she had to work. But even if they did, I don't know if she was there or not.
I thought I saw her at the fields at one point.
And maybe she was there and just couldn't
play. Or
maybe
she just, I don't know.
It's irrelevant. The point is, fourth and something's looking pretty good. Team Keller, is baby Keller, like, pretty good? Is that
I don't know. We need to find this out.
That's
yeah.
what
I'm so Keller
Next
Senior...
Week.
The
right.
grandfather Keller in this
Who
scenario.
Else would be senior?
Of course, right. Yeah. I mean, we're all making fun of names, but yeah. So I don't think he's playing right now, right?
No.
Didn't he have like a
so.
Hip or something?
No, they forced him to retire because it was unfair how good he is.
I mean, look, that's fair.
Yeah.
I hope
he
comes back
for
our eggplant bowl, but we'll see.
Sorry.
Yeah, you got to retire at the top.
Right.
No, I just want to see a grandfather to grandson touchdown. That's all I want. That's incredible.
That's what I'm with you, too, because I was wondering if they were going to do the same thing. Like, they have to make
it
happen.
It has to happen.
At some point. You hope.
You want to teach him one of your not-so-sticky trick plays.
I'll teach him all the ones we failed with so they can cross those out of the playbook.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
And this didn't work.
Yep.
And if you look like a tricky with it, throw in Nicole on the trick play, too.
There you go.
Wow.
Four killers, one touchdown. The rate they're going, that could be...
I got a new team.
How many killers does it take to score a touchdown?
Four killers, one touchdown.
I like it.
Disgustingly great. So did you get down close to the red zone and then bring in the old man to throw the touchdown?
I think that's what you do,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
I mean, that
so.
Makes sense.
I like Topper's idea where the son pitches it to the grandfather throws it to the grandson kind
of
deal.
Yeah,
I like that.
We
Involve
can trust most of the Kellers to get that right, though.
Yeah, no.
I'm not saying which
tough.
Ones, though, out of fear.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just kidding. They would all get it. So, sorry, guys. All right. So that was that. So good shout-out to them for winning another one. And let's roll into 3 o'clock.
Okay, at 3 o'clock we had Itches and O's versus the Untouchables. That was 32-40. The Puckett All-Stars versus Vaspian, 13-15. And Woodpeckers versus Lenny's Ladies, 8-9.
Rad. Did anybody watch any of these?
No. No, I was gone.
I'm
long
just kidding.
Gone.
There's a bunch of stuff
going on. No one did.
I can guarantee you I didn't see much for the other ones.
Yeah.
But Untouchables, Itches and O's, is actually a really good matchup. It's a shame that it got overshadowed a little bit. And Jeremy Burke coming out with the win over Team Moser, I think that's really neat. I think that's going to be like a...
I hope that's a rivalry that lasts.
Yes.
Could you imagine? Like, oh my God, I didn't even think about it if they both like lost their minds at the same time.
Wow.
You didn't think? Oh my God, I think we were all waiting for that.
I was really preoccupied.
What happens?
So then Vaspian took out Puckett All-Stars in a game that... I guess the defenses were playing pretty good here, right? Because like
yeah,
I know that Puckett's
like
offense is pretty.
I think Vaspian's off. Our defense usually plays pretty well,
right?
Right?
In real life,
yeah.
Did they finish that game?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't remember it either.
So all of these might just be artificially low. I don't know.
So
but the Itches and O's Untouchable game, that score is pretty.
I think those two did play it out. They were on field one, and I think,
those are some legit D3 contenders.
Yeah.
I really think their games are going to be fun to watch. I would love to see a playoff game between them too. I think it'd be amazing. So, but
I wouldn't because I have a team in Division III.
That's too much for now. Maybe they're playing to see who meets the free ballers in the championship.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. See us there.
So Lenny's Ladies took on the Woodpeckers, and it finished up. It was 9-8. That's because it got cut short a little bit early. I think just about anybody who is aware realized that there was an incident, which was equal parts terrifying and more terrifying. I mean, that's a simple way of putting it. It was crazy. We can't obviously get into details because, I mean, privacy laws and whatever else. But all I will say is that, man, this league kicks ass. So many people from the TSL rushed over to help this person and do whatever needed to be done. I don't really know exactly what they did because, well, I'm not a doctor.
But we have good people in the league,
but
and that really showed.
People are sprinting to get ice. They're sprinting to find whatever they can to get help. They were just tended to her. I'm not really like a professional, but I'm pretty sure some people saved a life on Saturday, and I think that's the coolest thing in the world. So,
absolutely.
Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, but it was still awesome to see, like,
100%,
just the
yeah.
general reaction for everything. Like, I don't know if things could have been done better on our end, since we're not really prepared for that. So, shout out to everybody who did that. So that pretty much calls it for the games, right? Yeah, we're just going to get past that. So.
Yep.
This is the part where everybody gets in their own seats.
Oh, wow.
Patrick.
So is this where we talk about Topper's urinal, or?
You can talk about, yes. Actually,
that can be your final thoughts for me. How about that?
All right, fine.
Topper's urinal. Topper is not the urinal in this case, I swear.
No, he has one.
He sure
all right,
has
well,
one.
We'll talk about it in a minute. What do we have to do now?
Well, right, what do we have to do? This is actually the part where we just talk about the winners and losers of the week. So I usually just start on my left. We go around. Everybody picks their winner. They talk about whatever. It's up with their loser, whatever you got to do. And just have some time to gas someone up or call somebody out for being kind of a jerk. So
I think last week you guys just did like a full lap of winners and then
yes.
a full lap of losers. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, now I do because
yep.
you said it that way. So
hold on,
give me your winners for the day.
All right. So I went 3-0, but I won't give it to myself.
Good for you,
Hogan. You earned it. Give it to yourself.
Yeah,
why not?
I didn't hang out
too
much, but for the little bit I saw, I'll give it to Mike Thomas. You know, the guy's killing it right now.
Yeah,
he's
crushing.
Hey, Hogan, when you look at us, why don't you open your eyes just a little bit?
He's doing
I'm
fine.
Looking at Joe K.
Trisha, do not insult the guests. They'll
I
never
noticed
come
that you were looking at Joe K. And just so you know, his eyes are up there. All right. Okay. All right.
Hey.
Did you see his shirt?
He's not a piece of meat. Okay.
You don't know that.
I'm kind
well,
of.
Well, he is.
I'm kind of a piece of meat.
Ladies, he is. But you know, I won't tell.
So yeah, Mike Thomas, way to go.
Yeah, great job, Mike Thomas.
Thanks, Mike.
I love it. Jeffrey, who do you got for me?
I'm gonna be a dick and also take a Sticky Bandits thing.
Well,
just because,
yeah,
it's our 10-year anniversary. You got to let me have it. We talked about Mike earlier. So Drew hasn't been able to make it to a game yet this year for us, just busy with his travels and all that. Ricky Recchio's like on a gimpy leg right now. So we've basically had Adrian and Andrew Kisak and Kevin Zach just almost Iron Manning all of these games.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these like ridiculous numbers that Mike is putting up, it's with like these three guys. And they're just like Iron Manning it out there and absolutely killing it. So to have a guy, you know, like... I think everybody knows Kevin's, you know, he's 50 years old, but he looks like he's 25 out there. He's flying around on the field.
Wow. Yeah.
Andrew is playing the best football he's ever played. And
is
Adrian,
Kevin the one that looks like James Bond?
Kevin
I
is the one that looks,
yeah,
yes. He is the Daniel Craig James Bond. He's heard
that.
It before, but he, you know, we're going to
yeah.
keep saying it. So
oh,
we're going to keep saying it. And I know people were shitting on Adrian's quarterbacking a little bit earlier, but as a receiver, he's as good as it gets.
I saw him make some.
He really is just like phenomenal. He's like a next level type guy. So he like the three of those guys are really putting us on their backs. And with Mike playing as well as he is, it's keeping a team that a lot of people thought would get destroyed in D1 right in contention. So they're my winners of the week.
Fantastic, Trisha. What do you got?
Oh, that was really good. I really like that. I even got choked up. That my voice is cracking just a little bit.
You got all kinds of voice, Trish. You'll be all right.
Oh, it's the only real reason he's here today.
I know, right?
You wanted to do that.
That's it. I can go home.
No, give don't it 2 minutes.
I miss Jeopardy.
Well, I think because I gotta give credit where credit's due, I gotta give Hogan the winner.
3-0.
3-0. Even with injuring me personally on the third play of the game. But we had a great time playing Breakfast Club. I know your other two teams crush it, so you're the winner, buddy.
Thank you. Love you.
Big day.
I have to piggyback off of that because I was going to give it to you, and Trish is too close to
this
where I am.
Let's go!
But in order to say...
delete this podcast, please.
Yeah, exactly. Just get rid of it. Throw out the whole podcast.
And now we're suffocating because the ego is too big in this
I know. Oh, but three wins on the day? I mean, like, that's...
It's impressive.
It's a nice day.
Absolutely.
Nice job, Hogan.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Oh,
I'm trying to find Jeopardy for Courtney.
No, stop it. It's not supposed to be here. No, it's fine.
No, but
Jeopardy
I didn't. Bullshit. But do you answer?
Oh, of course I answer.
Yeah. All right, Topper. Well, sure. Who's your winner, Top?
Mr. McGovern.
Come on, Patrick.
I'm right here,
for
Top.
No other reason.
What?
Because I've never seen this before.
He's gonna. Oh God.
It's TMA.
What?
Hey, oh, look at that.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Go in. I don't hate that.
Go in on it. No,
those are big wins.
Well, technically, if Ron and Brent won in Breakfast Club, they also went 3-0 on the day.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're lauding Hogan for it. He did the easy part.
TMA is the overall number one ranked team in the league.
Well, they've been that before, but...
I know, but...
D5,
they're ranked higher than Spinelli's?
How?
I would have thought Spinelli's would be
Because they won
one more game.
Oh, that'll do it. Yep, that'll do it.
All right, so that'll be do it. Yeah, that'll do it.
Spinelli's has played one less game and scored.
I know, but scored way more points.
They're a little bit skewed.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
Stats, guys.
So we're just waiting.
We're trying to take away from TMA.
We're giving them their thunder right now here. Yes. This is all them.
They can have it this week, but it might not be there.
And maybe Cobblestone.
Okay. Getting in their roster and
listen,
the buzzer.
It's not just Daryl's hair getting it done.
No, it's not. Who else is getting it done, Top?
His hair.
Well, I don't know any other names. But
I like when you own it better. It's a lot better.
But his receivers.
Right.
Didn't AD join the team?
AD's on a team.
He is on that team. I don't know that I've seen him play for them.
He played the first game with them, because he messed our first game.
Yeah. Cameo mess around. It's so funny. All right, let's see. So my winners of the week, I kind of just basically touched on my last thing. So actually my winner of the week is sponsored by Garrett Biesing, who he messaged me yesterday just to make sure he actually gave a winner and losers in the league. So I think he's just going to sponsor what I had here.
It's like he does homework, but he doesn't come to class.
Right.
I love Garrett, man. I love Garrett.
Yes. So Garrett actually took a step out to say, he goes, I need you to give a shout out to Jenna B, who caught the game winning Breakfast Club TD, and then Shadow J for a few games later learning how to ref. Definitely a winner. Which is true, because a lot of people did have to start stepping up for refereeing, because, you know, if you're listening to this right now and you ref, just let Jay know, because he's been kind of having to wait a little too long for responses.
He literally just sent out the emails.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware of it. And that's actually why I'm bringing it up a little bit more. So running referees can suck, especially when people aren't just, like, saying what they can do, and that's it for right now.
I know you guys talked about it last week on the podcast, but anyone who's listening, like, please just... pick up a game or two. You're hanging out there. Just pick up a game or two. It's not hard.
And I like that beer money too. So don't be afraid to if you really don't know you're.
Yeah,
that's
people are willing
to
help and do
it's
that.
Jay did an awesome game. Like that was an awesome thing for me. Like I think she did a couple games too. It was definitely more than one.
She did two at least.
There you go. Hey. Yeah. So yeah, if you're unsure of yourself and you want to learn, like literally, I guess somebody will stand with you now. We have like. The big ref's little brother's thing? I don't know. We like that. Yeah. Lenny would come up with something like
that. I brought you a salad bowl.
He did. He brought you a salad bowl. So that was my winner of the week. So we'll just move on to losers of the week. Hogan, it's on you.
Since I didn't hang out too often, I got to give it to Topper. I know you haven't gotten this much.
He set it up to be him, and he just turned it on you anyway.
You had to sit there and watch. You didn't. Me beat your team
surgery.
Twice.
I know.
I'm the loser of the week for watching.
The loser.
I didn't hang out.
You know what it should be for your your negative attitude, Patrick.
Because to Hogan, real men don't get hernia surgeries.
Yes.
I do know it hurts you not to be out there and playing, and you're definitely invested watching.
Yeah, I was. But,
I didn't hang out enough to see anything more, so maybe for the first time ever, Topper, I have to give it to you.
I'm just amazed it's the first time.
Yeah, from Hogan, anyway. Usually he's gracious to be here. Now he's just like, he expects to be invited. That's what it is. Hogan, Jesus Christ. Jeff, sorry about that.
No, it's all right. I'll take the... Hey, he went 3-0. You can pair me to him anytime you want. I've got 49 different losers.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know what it is. I have 49 okay. different losers this week. I'm not going to name them all, but it's all of the 49 people that haven't filled out waivers yet. Get your waivers in. I've literally texted every captain. We've told people, if you do not have your players' waivers signed by... Wow. Sorry, just a little activity here. If you don't have your waivers signed by Tuesday, we are removing you from your team's roster. So don't skip Tuesday. Don't show up on Saturday and say, well, can't I just sign it now?
And Tuesday's
you cannot.
Tomorrow for those listening.
Yeah, it is tomorrow. So by the time you hear this, it may already be too late. So hopefully your captains are texting you and telling you need to fill out your waiver because
by the
you
time
don't
I
play in
this
league
this,
without a waiver.
You're going
to
be off the team.
I think I might be one of those 49.
No, you're one of the good ones, Trish.
Oh, okay.
Believe me, you're good.
Because I couldn't remember if I filled it out or not.
Good now?
I sent you a text yesterday. You got two that you still owe me.
I may have filled out two waivers.
Cuts are coming.
I don't know. I might have double waivers.
I think you did one for winter, too, so you've actually got three on file this year. Talia, you
that's
are fine.
Good. Yeah, killing it, killing it.
All the captains should know who needs waivers, so they better get on that.
Talia's also listed her sizes.
Yeah, well, anyways.
Moving on.
Her dimensions.
Okay.
I was like, what are these? Like longitude?
Get your waivers signed, please.
What are you talking about?
Trisha.
I feel like the waiver is going to be
Who are your losers of the week?
Well, because I wasn't really there.
You missed 2 hours, apparently.
No, yeah. I missed more. I feel like I left right after the 12 o'clock games, which is...
Boo.
I know. I'm going to give myself a loser only because I was really disappointed in myself that I wasn't there. I didn't really get to see Sticky celebrate.
You broke your hand. You can't be mad at yourself for that.
We'll give you a pass on that one, Trish.
Yeah.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't have any more losers, so I'll take one for the team. I'll take one for the team this week.
Okay, fine.
All
right. Oh, can actually Hogan also be a loser and a winner?
Of course he can.
Okay.
Yeah!
You know, you're both.
Yeah,
basically wrote the book on this.
You broke Trish's hand, you're out.
Yeah. Great job of going 3-0. Like, Trish's tiny disasters really appreciate you in Breakfast Club.
No, stop being nice.
But
get
also,
back to
also, we hate you.
Go fuck yourself. We hate you, and there's the
You're the worst.
And sign your waiver.
I hope you're allergic to nuts. Anyway, Talia, you get to pick on somebody during the week or whatever.
All right, well, I didn't even see this game, but I'm going to pick my losers as can't touch this. A 38-point differential, like, I mean, that's rough. And to get beat down by a bunch of ladies like that, I'm sure it didn't really feel that good.
Ladies,
I've got some more
but
stats
like, also,
for you.
If I was going to get beat down, I'd rather get beat down by a bunch of ladies.
Cunning.
So, I mean, hey.
Maybe they're the winners,
really
then.
Are the losers?
Is that Joey
know.
Bats?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah,
Cunning
Stunts
is Joey Bats, yeah.
But
topper stats.
As much as they lost by 38 points, they're still not in the worst plus-minus differential in their own division.
Who does that belong to, Patrick?
Yeah, tell us, please.
Well, they're at minus 44 right now.
That's pretty bad.
Today's feast is minus 46.
Oh,
and
wow.
Oh, wait. Okay.
Tox, minus 52.
Yeah, okay.
Topper.
Let's just see. Where's the league?
Savage.
You can do your loser of the week now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you were just adding stats to Talia's.
Yeah. Yeah. You get your
That's why I asked you if it was yours. Now you're coming with another one.
What did I have? I had one, too.
You write this stuff down at your age, man.
No, I can be
really
very distracting. I'm
really
close
but I
need
to write more down.
So.
You are still really close to me.
I can get closer.
Let's see.
Do it. I got you, buddy. Wow, he's getting redder.
I can't remember what
Another
my loser of the week was.
Shade,
this is a normal shade. I got sunburn
Buffalo
yesterday.
Bills
it was hot in the pool.
Be sick.
Don't mind me.
Jerk.
Mom up, baby.
All right. Damn it. Can you come back to me?
You're the last one.
I just have Garrett's losers. And then
all right, go to Garrett's.
Garrett's next.
Mine.
Garrett's losers basically touches on referee again, and he says, dudes on two teams in the league that have been playing for a decade but still don't step up to referee.
Love it.
So, love it. Yep.
So, Topper, back to you.
All right, well, Garrett just stole mine.
No. So now you remember
no,
what
no, I have to come back. No. oh, shit. I really don't have one at this point. I'm
How do you not find a loser?
We picked
the bar for not having things.
No, the bar actually...
Is it Hogan for not going 4-0?
I mean, listen, the first thing that comes to the thought was Tim Duff calling that timeout. That's still,
so there you go. That's a great
answer. There was two the bad ones.
Yeah, but I don't even remember the second one because the first one was so bad.
It was at the end of the game. It was just as bad.
He's so mad about it.
I don't know if I remember the first one. I think I remember
it. Was right before half.
First one was before half, and it was...
No, I remember the one that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So I'm going to give it to him just because I have nothing else right now. And come from behind. What is this? 109 and 109. You're at 0 point differential.
What is this?
Bullshit.
He's just staring.
I don't know why that makes you a loser. It feels very neutral to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand why you bring your computer out here and just look at the standings page and then you do all this from your phone.
My computer died. I had to go to plan B.
Maybe your computer is the loser of the week then.
Oh,
it's not the computer's fault.
You should be used to that, Patrick.
All right. Well, this is just Dynamite Radio as usual. Losers of the week for me. I thought I had somebody, but I don't remember. But I gave Garrett, so that's going to be my cop-out anyway. So we're going to ride into our final thoughts, which is going to be anything you want about the league, your life, anything. This is your time. You can say Pringles are the best chips, and we move on.
Oh, all right.
Except we'd argue that they're crisp. It's a whole different thing, though.
Sour, cheddar,
so
Ruffles.
Hogan, you've done this before, so.
Yeah.
Do it up.
Final thoughts. TSL, I don't think we've said anything about this yet, is the best co-ed sports league that there is. I mean, there's not even a close second. Absolutely love it here. It's been great. The bar's been phenomenal.
I was his loser of the week.
I love it.
Contradictory over here.
He's saying there's room for improvement, though.
You ruined the good pool day. You're the loser of the week.
We can evolve into a pool.
Yeah.
We wasted the good surprise on you.
Hot tub's still going.
And I already touched on it, but please, we need ref help so bad. Everyone just step up. Do a game or two. Like that's going to be so clutch if we get five people that'll pick up a game.
Yeah.
So please help us out. And that's it.
Dang.
Yep. Ding. All right. I guess your time's up.
Yeah.
Jeff, on you.
Did you see Bro Clockler at the fields this week?
I did.
He was there for like a couple hours. He played for Notorious B&B. He came for our sticky 10-year anniversary. I didn't realize how much I miss him until I see him. You know? I love Bro. He's just like the happiest, like most positive energy type person there is.
He's always smiling.
He is. He's always smiling. He's just such a great guy.
He's not
playing
a lot this season, right, though?
I believe this will be his... my guess is it's his only game of the year. We'll
see.
That's
a bummer.
Yeah.
You hate to see that. Okay, well, that's your touching final thoughts. Trisha, on to you.
Well, good news is I will be back next week to play.
my final thoughts is that I'm not fine.
Yeah, I'm not fine.
Injury report.
Also, when you were saying, final thoughts could be anything, came into my mind. You guys remember Pogs?
I remember Pogs with the slammer.
Like the
atomic slammers.
Yes.
Oh.
I used to have a big.
Do you
want to
play Pogs sometime?
Yeah.
I think I still have
Pog?
Mine.
Yo,
you're too young.
You're too young, man.
Okay,
you don't understand.
You guys. I'm wearing a shirt that says Vintage 1991.
They basically.
You don't have 1991.
All right.
Oh,
I was born
great.
In the.
Thank
you.
Great in that.
Yeah, I was playing Pogs.
So Pogs were like.
Yeah, they're really hidden by the sweatshirt.
Essentially.
Yes.
They were like milk caps, and you would stack them, and you would take slammers and try to slam your other. The other opponent.
Joe, you must
have
done this, right?
Oh, I'm well aware of it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I used to have a very,
like
holographic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. They had some crazy slammers. Yeah.
Ball on it.
Tell you can Google all this later. It's fine.
I had a marijuana leaf and I didn't even know what that was.
But it seemed cool. I had those too. I didn't know what it meant. Yeah, exactly.
I might be a pop.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
You guys wonder why I forget about my winners and losers. What are you guys talking about?
You and Talia will look it up later. It's fine. This was a worthy final thoughts. I like it.
You were like 42 when Pogs came out. You have to remember.
Yeah.
This is what happens when your brain is on ADHD. Pogs comes out.
Absolutely.
So that is Trish's final thoughts.
That's why I'm worried about reffing.
I want to be very, very clear that I haven't gotten Lennied on a podcast in so long, and that was basically as close as it gets.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
Just like he didn't know Pogs.
There's a lot I don't know. I feel very unaware.
You said you only listened to half of a podcast in your life, and it was 20 minutes ago. So
that is true. That is true.
That's
why
I don't know what getting Lennied means.
Inexperience.
I'll explain it to you when you're older.
Or taller, which will be nice.
Hey, I'm older.
No, you had puberty earlier. We went over this.
Oh, my God.
Talia, you get to do whatever you want to do. All right. Well, not anything you want to do, because again,
well, oh my God.
Keep it PG.
Wow.
13.
Hey, yeah. Hey. Sorry. I thought this was a TV mature audience. I thought I was allowed to at least go R rated.
Well,
like,
it's definitely a TV mature.
All right, all right.
Andrew listens, yeah. Though, so.
But I'm not kidding,
no. Earmuffs, Andrew. No. anyways, but I think my final thought is just that I'm just really excited that this league exists because, like you said, it is. There's no league anywhere near it, and it's just a huge family. I mean, I get a little bit weird about using that word. I know you prefer it to the word cult, but then if you go with family, there's a lot of incest in that league, okay? So I don't know where my comfort level lies with that. But
I've apologized about that.
Publicly, privately.
It's not up to you. You may be the daddy of the league, but everybody's doing what they want to do.
More time.
The league's Eskimo sister.
I'm the drunkle. Hey.
7 degrees of separation, right?
More like two in this league.
Yeah, exactly. For me, one. Just kidding. That's a joke.
For legal purposes, that was not a joke.
We repeat, that was
that's
not
messed up.
A joke.
That's messed up.
Topper.
All right. Come back to him. Come
there
back to him.
He's into this one.
He's now. Super lost now.
Now. Swear to God. I don't know what the hell's going on with this league right now. Really don't. 20-something years I've been running co-ed touch football. And we're like, we're 2 for 2 for having B's brother out.
And we're possibly unrelated.
I was going to say, there could be a correlation here.
We're 2 for 2 for ambulance showing up this season. And I'm having conversations with the Lancaster police like we're best buddies right now.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're here again.
You again.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know what everyone's been doing, drinking.
Don't blame others.
Just hey, free will gets everybody where they are.
I don't know what the hell's going on, but it's got to stop. I need to sleep at night on a Saturday after a game and not fucking worry about someone. Really, seriously.
I have a feeling that the tides, they are a change.
I worry about everyone getting home on Saturdays, and I don't need to worry about this other shit. It's too much.
It's crazy. So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I mean, there's not much I can do about it. I mean, I would like to maybe get a priest out to bless the fields.
I love it.
My dad's a deacon.
We need to water.
Really?
I can make a phone call.
How did I not know?
Oh, yeah.
So that's fine.
I got water with me at all times if you guys
Yo,
want
we can
some.
Just
I really
that
want
that about you.
Yeah, yeah.
I really
we 100% got your dad here.
Yeah. I really want to do a blessing of the fields.
Because,
right before our Breakfast Club game.
Bring him out.
Boy, I really hope it's not the week I'm going to miss.
You know what? I actually really like this.
No, no. I'm 100% dead serious. I want your father out to do a blessing of the fields.
He'll bless the field. No doubt.
We should put like
he lives in Williamsville, too. They have probably about 5 minutes of
water in it. And just
a little St. Mary's fountain or St. Mary fountain. Yeah.
Video.
Saturday at 8:55, he will be there.
It's got yes, please.
Oh,
it's got to stop.
It's gonna be so good.
Yeah.
We need some
already,
good karma.
Already be like three white claws.
Is this?
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Is this? I gotta be clear on this because I know how this league works. Is this the first official exorcism of the TSL?
Well, that is a good question.
Officially.
To be clear.
Yeah. Ignoring all the unofficial
to
exorcisms.
To be clear, he
has
not
been
an unofficial
exorcism. So he cannot do a full exorcism.
That's
fine. And bless the shit out of it. I mean,
and if it doesn't work,
witch.
Then we will have
like
an exorcism.
It's like a priest under, like...
Yeah. He can do that thing.
I like that you know the rules of how exorcisms work, by the way. Oh, he cannot do a full exorcism.
Well,
he can only ask it to leave.
He can take us 90% of the way.
First rodeo.
Yeah. I mean, he can't do last rites, he can't do confession, can't do a full exorcism. It's just like kind of standard. How do you not know?
I did not know that not being able to do a full exorcism was standard.
I don't even
for
really truly know what a full exorcism means because I've seen too many movies and I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So.
Trish, you know the steps to
I'm right with you.
Yeah, Trish, walk us through this.
I couldn't tell you firsthand, but.
They're not
you know
allowed
what?
To do it.
I feel like just don't believe what you believe in movies. And like,
yeah, exactly,
you know?
Because it can't be. That's why. But if you want to like, practice something
maybe
on
it
me
could
later,
be.
I don't know.
I
yeah, weird
it
that
sounds
could get,
very dirty,
I mean,
and I'm
it does. Yeah. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of restraining and holding people down and a lot of, yeah.
I got my
so, I mean,
in the car.
All right. Cool.
Oh,
I feel
cool.
Like Garrett should use it.
I don't know what kind of exorcism orgy you've been to, but.
That turned very quick. We really got off
the
rails.
Yeah.
But anyways, no one get hurt this week. Thanks.
Again, unrelated. Everybody sign your waivers.
completely underrated.
So, this has been a trip as it always is. You know, last week we obviously had a thing happen that we're not going to get too into, but it happened during my game, which was kind of crazy. And I sat there for like a minute not recognizing what's going on because, well, I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm not a doctor. But so many other people did. And again, I already touched on this, but I was standing there watching like all these great people in our league, faces I've seen and talked to and done shots with, just like rush to the, you know, to aid one person who desperately needed it at the time, and did a fantastic job. Very selfless human beings. Like, everybody helped. People are waving in ambulance. Like, everything's going great. It's like, I know we always talk about how great the league is, and we always kind of like toot our own horn about family and all that other stuff, but like, it definitely proved it this week, you know? And it made me feel like I need to figure something out, because like, what if I was the only person there? I didn't know what to do. Like, I want to figure out, like, maybe my own, I need to, maybe I'll learn CPR. Maybe we'll have to do that, have more people there, because
the American Red Cross does offer a course.
I felt like powerless. Yeah. I felt like powerless for a minute, because I'm like, man, all these people are doing all these awesome things. I'm like, what if it was just me? I would just be like, okay. Interesting.
I married a doctor, so I wouldn't have to learn anything.
But yeah, you were.
It doesn't help when
one.
She's not there.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. So, like I said, this league kicks ass. Everybody loves everybody. We're doing pretty good so far.
Wait, how'd you do that, by the way?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Jeff just wanted to drink.
You a book or something?
I got me one of those too. So.
Get anyone drunk.
Wow.
Isn't she just your girlfriend?
Yeah.
What up, arms length?
12 years.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. So that's more than a girlfriend.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So guys, I won't be there this week, which is kind of a bummer. I got to go to San Diego to go spend obscene amounts of monies on sports cards. So
if you want to spend a lot of money, you could just give it to us. You don't have to go.
I feel like you've already spent a lot of money, honey. But anyway.
Money, honey.
I like me. But yeah, so guys, go out and have a blast. We'll be recording next Monday. Topper won't remember this, so Trish might. I forgot that I have you now, but we have to figure out two podcast guests for next week because I won't be there to like
recruit
people to do it or half recruit like I did this weekend. Yeah. Yeah, I got you. It's fine. We're good here.
I'm here.
Please feel free to come up to me, say I want to be on the podcast. I am really excited. No, we do have one person for next week. We already asked them this week, and they said they
Sean, yeah, that's right. So, see, exciting. Nice. So, things are
good
fun.
Job, Trish.
People want to vent. That's why we got her. She's only there for 3 hours, and she got all this stuff done. So, the league's great. Guys, have a blast this weekend. I hope it rains and games get canceled. And I don't really mean, well, if we bless the rains, I know we have to do that in Africa, but if it entirely rains all over the field, that's like all of it got blessed.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone just wear their
really
shirts inside out. Hats backwards, shirts inside out.
We'll be good.
I love it. All right, that's it. Guys, thanks for coming on. I appreciate everything you do here. And you, I appreciate you. Aww. Except for the ruining the pool day. That's kind
of that was a real
worked out well for
Hogan's
me.
Loser of the week.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the podcast. That's it. Bye.
Bye,
guys.
Later.
Bye.